Hey friends, this is Christina Danielle of thechristinadanielle.com. I am a mom, a godpreneur, an author, a speaker, a purpose alignment coach, and most importantly, a real person. Welcome to my world, and welcome to episode number 4, the birthday episode. Hey. So I recently just celebrated my birthday. 36, not ashamed of it because I look amazing. And I celebrated it in Spain. Yes, friends. 3 days in Barcelona, 2 in Madrid, and it was wonderful. I have to thank my cousins for that. They planned out the entire birthday celebration without my knowledge. And it was just phenomenal to know that I was loved and appreciated that much, that someone thought enough to put together something so amazing for me. So birthdays, you know, celebrations, pop bottles, take trips, all about us, as it should be. I mean, why wouldn't you celebrate the amazing you, right? Like, you are dope. Don't forget that. But this isn't the birthday episode, it's the birthday episode. Meaning, there's a space between the word birth and day. Because there's a day that you're born, but there's a day that you come alive. There's a difference. Right now I'm sitting here, not in my normal spot where I would do my podcast, with my nephew in my hands, and he's sleeping. So if you hear him, don't worry about it. He's getting his rest on. But here's the deal. Friends, I'm looking at him. He's 8 months old. He's a baby. He was born clearly 8 months ago because I just said he's 8 months old. And when he was born, that was his birthday. Or was it his born day? See, here's the deal. You know what I just realized with this birthday that just passed? I just realized that my birthday just happened. Like, 36, y'all, but I just had my birthday. I was born 36 years ago, but I was birthed just this year. So my question to you is, when were you birthed? When did you find out what you were really meant to do? When did you break out of your shell, break out of your fear, break out of the titles people gave you and gave yourself permission to be completely, transparently, unapologetically you? That's your birthday. So I just had my birthday. And some of you may be listening to this right now like, when is my birthday? When did I become really who I was meant to be? Not the fake in the funk person that everybody sees. Not the yes man so that your friends could feel like, or your peoples, because those are not your friends if you're a yes man to them. But your peoples can feel like you've got their back because you're yesing everything that they say. Sometimes you need people in your life to say no. As a matter of fact, it is necessary to have people in your life to tell you no. And it's not no in a negative way. But it's no for growth, no for character, no so you're not acting a fool out here in these streets. I mean, nobody's saying you need to be perfect and know everything. And nobody said you shouldn't try. But I want my friends to tell me no sometimes. Because if you tell me yes to everything, how do I know if you're telling me the truth? You can't agree with everything I do. I mean, don't get it wrong. I know I'm a dope person. But I make mistakes, y'all. Hello, I told y'all in the beginning, even this podcast, sometimes you're going to hear mistakes on it. But that's a part of life. And that's why I'm so excited about this birthday. That's why I'm excited about life. That's why I'm excited about this podcast. This podcast was my birthday. It allowed me to be completely Christina. I didn't have to pretend to be anyone to please anybody anymore. Like, people have been in my DM and asking questions and giving comments, and the responses I've been given have even surprised me. That's another podcast for me to go into those details. But it's because I've been birthed. It's because I've finally, you know, the story of the caterpillar into the butterfly. I finally became that butterfly. And this is just January 2019. Child, let me tell you, this is going to be an amazing year. I want you to take some time and reflect on your birthday. Reflect on what have you been doing in your life? What choices have you made that'll bring you closer to your birthday if you haven't been there already? What surroundings, what environment have you been in? Are you setting yourself up for your birthday? If you had your birthday already, did you even realize that it happened? And if you had your birthday, have you been helping someone else to have theirs? See, when I started this podcast, I really started it just to be transparent. I was tired of hiding, tired of being ashamed and afraid. And I was tired of people looking at me like I had it all together. I want y'all to know right now, I am a whole hot mess a lot of the time. But what I do is I do trial and error. I try. I take steps. I take chances. I take risk. I take it in faith, trusting God to lead and guide me. I pray, and pray some more. But you know, faith without works is dead, right? So you can believe all you want, but you got to put in the work. I've put in work. The person you see before you today has spent a lot of time and money to get to this birthday. A lot in time of money to be the person who I am today. So don't ever look at me or anyone else and think that we have it all together. We just had a birthday. We had a day where we found out that there's more to life. We had a day where we found out that it's okay to make mistakes. We had a day where we found out we can be transparent, be ourselves, and still be freaking phenomenal. You can totally and immensely be yourself and be phenomenal. Don't ever let anybody tell you that you cannot. I just gave you permission, and you don't even need my permission. God gave us permission already. So what are you really waiting for? Have your birthday. Be phenomenal. Be great. Go start that business. Go write that book. Go and do it. Go do the podcast. As a matter of fact, my girl Dre, she just started a podcast. Let me tell you, for a very long time, I had a goal, a prayer, and I said, God, Dracia has always had my back. She's always supported everything I've done. She served immensely. Even in the times when I didn't feel like it, she was there. And all I've ever wanted, God, is to be able to be a blessing to her, for her to really see her purpose, for her to have her birthday. Do y'all know what happened? I started a podcast. And yesterday, she sent me the link to hers. That's what a birthday does. I'm so freaking excited. Man, this is good stuff. You know what? I hear people talking about, I just want to find my purpose. Purpose is ever evolving, ever changing. What you need to do is pray and ask God, God, where do you want me today? Who do you want me to bless? What do you want me to say? Give me the words. Let my angels go before me and work on my behalf. Set it up, align it, make it happen. Too many of y'all out here working too hard because you're trying to figure it out on your own. Nah, work smart, not hard. Let God lead you. Let your angels go before you. Real talk. And stop being so busy trying to find your purpose. Try finding out how to live. See, when you live, then your purpose will find you. What do you like to do? What do you want to be? Write it down. The word of God already says it. Write the vision and make it plain. Some of y'all got the vision stuck in your head, and that's why you can't figure out where you belong. Well, the baby's up now, and he's actually pulling my hand trying to get my phone. So you know what that means? I'm going to catch you in the next podcast. But if you heard nothing else I said, stop trying to find your purpose and find out how to live. Because when you live, your purpose will find you. In advance, happy birthday. Until next time, friends, you can always find me on thechristinadanielle.com, on Instagram, 3_123, Christina Danielle, on Facebook as Christina Stewart. Talk to you in the next episode. Happy birthday.